Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Figurants.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
The sentence of the court is that in 2 days hence, the perfumer journeyman, Jean-Baptiste Grenouille, shall be bound to a wooden cross with his face raised toward heaven. And whilst still alive, he dealt 12 blows with an iron rod, breaking the joints of his arms, his shoulders, his hips, his legs. He shall then be raised up to hang until dead. And all customary acts of mercy are expressly forbidden the executioner.
Passengers for life, why not rush to cinema today? Please be on board now, your train is about to leave.
That's me, hold on sir.
Prove, that was a close call.
So, are you ready for our journey through our latest news on the moving pictures now, sir?
Of course.
This is James.
I'm Trista, and welcome to the Info Express, first section of today's action frames. Here we are going to share with you the freshly picked information from the world of movie.
I think what our audience want the most is what's gonna be on for the next few weeks.
Well, I'm sure it's the most wanted for you and me too.
Certainly. For many comedy lovers, the release of Gone with the Bullets must be a thrill.
I have been waiting for that. Jiang Wen is such a wonderful director and actor. His movies always have some wicked fun in it. And this time he's gonna be cooperating with Gu Youw and many other excellent actors to create a hilarious and thoughtful story in the 1920s Shanghai.
Yeah, I got your point. But let's take a look at the foreign ones. After the giant box maker and the brand western movie Interstellar has become such a social topic, we will have another big sci-fi production, Automata, coming on by the end of this month. Now, I know you are a sci-fi lover.
Why wouldn't I? The future, robots and shiny tech devices, plus Zorro Antonio Banderas. Even you should like that anyway.
Fine, I knew you must jump up like that. But I also want to tell more information to our audience, like the on-show cartoon movie, The Penguins of Madagascar, telling the story of four kind of stupid but very cute penguins, Skipper, Kowalski, Rico, and the Private, saving the world, or like the Maze Runner on the screen now, with a head-scratching puzzle in the end about the future of mankind.
Oops, seems like I have to catch my movie now. Bye, my dear conductor.
No way! It's already the end of today's time? I have to go too. Next will come the storyboard section. Stay tuned. Hey, Trista, wait!
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi guys, this is Cynic with you. Welcome to today's storyboard. Still excited about the X-Men series? Well, these are indeed epic ones. Nevertheless, tonight we're here to present you another terrific legendary film, Perfume, the Story of a Murderer. The famous artist Tom Tykwer, who directed Cloud Atlas, adapts the best-selling novel, Perfume, of Patrick Susskind into this film. A film directed by a German director, adapted from a German novel set in France, with actors speaking English, plus extensive voice-over and a near-mute protagonist who spends a lot of time sniffing in, it doesn't exactly sound like a recipe for cinematic success normally. But remarkably, Tom Tykwer has pulled it off, creating a film that overcomes its more awkward elements to be a visually impressive, highly unusual period thriller. Jean-Baptiste Grenouille is born to his fish vendor mother amid the guards and heads of a parish fish market. Tickware doesn't immediately take us through this scenario, but after a short prologue showing the grown-up Grenouille in chains and on his way to the scaffold, he unleashes the full glory of a splendidly yucky cinematic realization of birth scene. In light of the usual tone of period dramas, it's refreshingly foul. The first half of the film starts as Jean-Baptiste is sent to an orphanage, where he grows up as an old child who unnerves the other children, as we're informed in the extensive narration provided by John Hurt. After being sold to a tenor, he grows up into the appropriate figure Ben Whishaw, who gives a gripping performance even if his delivery is a tad dubious. Grenouille discovers the full panoply of scents on his first trip into the center of Paris. He's drawn to a perfumer's shop, but then lured away by the scent of a beautiful young girl selling plums. She becomes his first target, and by accident, his lifelong obsession, the scent of her body, is the most intoxicating he's experienced. In the perfume capital of Grasse in Provence, he learns other techniques, which he then starts to exploit in his attempts to capture the elusive ideal scent of feminine youth and beauty. So, beginning with his serial killing, after killing 30 delicate beauties, he succeeds in preparing the exceedingly perfume. As he drops the little magic fragrance to his kerchief, all the haters towards him are changed into worship. He's regarded as god of love and sex, and people take off their clothes, make love to others in the daylight. Since this moment, he gets the power to manipulate people like an angel. All the surroundings love him, adore him. Nevertheless, once he realizes that what people want is not him, rather the fragrance itself, he pulls the entire bottle of perfume within the smell of beauties inside over his head, and he's desperately beaten to death by the hungry beggars who are driven by the power of the perfume in a slum. If you're one of those who insists a good movie shouldn't use voiceover, perhaps Perfume is for you, as much of the film relies on it, in part due to Grenouille not being much of a talker. His sense of smell is so acute, he can identify pretty much any creature or substance within a large vicinity. The film does suffer from some pacing issues during its 140 minutes running time. However, even when the story is dragging, the film is so visually rich, it retains the pull. The 50 million budget is certainly not there on the screen with wonderful production design. The first hour is amazing for its visions of old bridges packed with decrepit buildings and streets paved with filth. Grasse, on the other hand, introduces a blast of color with lavender fields and the town itself lit by the provocant sun. It's a beautiful, bright backdrop for Grenouille's dark activities, which have him experimenting with elaborate equipment resembled to Dr. Frankenstein. That's all for tonight's storyboard. Next section is flashback. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi everyone, this is Flashback. Today we're going to reproduce the lines and emotions from the movie Perfume, A Story of a Murderer. Please enjoy.
Clip 1.
Jean-Baptiste chose differently.
What's that noise? It's a baby.
What's going on here?
It's a newborn.
Where is her mother?
She was just here.
She tried to kill it. Her own child. She tried to kill her own baby.
There she is.
Stop!
Stop where you are!
Murderer! The first sound to escape Glow's lips sent his mother to the gallows.
Clip 2.
You have, it appears, a fine nose, young man, but...
My nose knows every smell in the world. It's the best nose in Paris. Only I don't know the names. I need to learn the names.
No, Buster! You don't interrupt me when I'm speaking. You're both impertinent and insolent. Even I don't know every scent. I have, of course, known for some time the ingredients of armor and psyche, but all it needs to find out is a possibly fine nose, nothing else. But it needs the craft of a true perfumer to detect the exact formula. Which notes, which chords, and in what precise measurement. Can you tell me the exact formula of armor and psyche? Best nose in Paris. Speak up! You see? You can't, can you? And I'll tell you why. Because talent means next to nothing, while experience acquired in humility and hard work means everything.
I don't know what a formula is, but I can make armor and psyche for you now.
Clip 3.
Jean-Baptiste. What's wrong? Jean-Baptiste. What have I done?
You lied.
What?
You lied to me!
How dare you talk to me like that?
You said I could capture the scent of everything.
And so you can.
What do you smell? What do you smell?
Nothing. What we expect to smell?
Glass.
But glass doesn't smell.
Of course it does! What's this?
I don't smell a thing.
It should smell like copper.
Enough. You're trying to distill the smell of copper? Iron, glass, copper. What else did you try? No! Have you gone completely insane?
You told me I had to experiment.
Experiment? Experiment? But not with a cat! What kind of a human being are you?
Clip 4.
Ew. It feels horrible.
It's only animal fat. Soak up your scent.
Creating a perfume, huh? Come on, admit it. You're getting some sort of bang out of this, aren't you? Aren't you?
I enjoy my work. Hold your arm still.
Don't you think you're gonna tie me up?
Hold out your arm, please.
I've come across some strange man in my life.
Just relax.
Holy mother, what's that?
Just a scrapping off the fat.
Are you mad?
I said relax. You ruined everything. If you're frightened, you stink. and your perfume will be spoiled.
I've had it enough. Get out. Here, take your money. That's me, I'll be naughty school. Who do you think I am? A Christmas goose? Get out of here.
Tired of the loneliest work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everyone, I'm Chloe. Have you guys gotten something from our program last week? If your answer is yes, I will be grateful and delighted to share with you some new ones. If you say no, fine. This time we will do better to impress you.
Let us get down to business right now. I'm Trista, your old friends, and I have missed you guys so much. So today, the fascinating movie Perfume, The Story of a Murderer, also containing lots of interesting idiomatic English expressions, which are easy to be ignored. While you are absorbed in this tight-knit movie, talking about a talented man who can recognize different smells in the world. And out of interest, he is going to make a best perfume by using natural scent of different women.
So, what kind of useful usage here was your notice? Let me show you.
好的，接下来让我们先听一下第一段原声。
Sheer heaven, 我的天哪！
大家在想到如何表达我的天哪时，最先想到的肯定是 Oh my God。但是在这部影片中，当贵夫人来到巴黎香水大师 Antonio 的店时 ，Antonio 在给他们的首长涂抹新发明的香水 Amour and Psyche 时，一位贵夫人发出了这样的赞叹 ：Sheer heaven。Sheer heaven 同样也有着我的天哪的意思，并且在西方人的语言中出现的频率甚多，所以教会了大家这个用法，以后在表示感叹的时候就可以用这样时髦又特别一点的短语啦。
好的，为了方便大家记忆，让我们来造个句子吧。
All the iris has popped open and a smile is sheer heaven。
所有的蝴蝶花全盛开了，那股香味简直妙不可言。
让我们来听一听下一段原声。
That will ring out and dominate the others.
That will ring out and dominate the others.
它将会脱颖而出，臣服其他的味道。
Ring out 在这里的用法与大家所熟悉的 stand out 有相似的地方，都可表示脱颖而出。Antonio 在给 Baptist 进行香水制作教学时用到了这个短语，说的是特别的香水会显现出来，成为伟大的杰作。 Ring out 这个词如果能被大家应用到日常的写作中，相信会为大家的作品增添不少新鲜的血液。
并且 ring out 可以这样用， Now brands want to have their codes ring out。
现在大型公司都希望他们的识别码能够脱颖而出，吸引更多的消费者，这样是不是更加生动了呢？
好的，下面让我们随着情节的不断发展进入下一段原声。
He realized that all his life he had been a nobody to everyone.
He realized that all his life had been a nobody to everybody.
他一生对他人都无足轻重。
当 Baptist 孤独一人思考往事时，他忽然发现自己身上没有气味，他疯狂地搓着自己的皮肤，渴求一丝能让人记住的气味，却发现这一切都是徒劳的。因为这一句话是对他整个人生的总结，更加的发人深省。 A nobody to everybody， 这个词的意思就是一个对别人都无足轻重的人，但这个短语却很实用。比如造个句子， Whatever he tried to change the impressions of others, he had been a nobody to everybody.
无论他怎么改变自己在别人心中的形象，他对于他人都是无足轻重的。
好的，接下来是本板块的最后一个原声啦。
Within no time, Jean-Baptiste Grenouille had disappeared from the face of the earth.
Within no time, Jean-Baptiste had disappeared from the face of the earth.
没多久，让巴蒂斯特·格雷诺耶就从世间消失了。
Disappear from the face of the earth， 很形象地表达出人间蒸发的含义。而这句话所在的情节是这样的 ：Baptiste 在徒步回到巴黎，回到他的出生地之后，他对于这一切感到厌倦。由于香水，他无法爱与被爱，他已无法回头，无法让死去的卖橘子的盲人姑娘复活。于是他将整瓶香水倒在了身上，受到香水吸引的人们将它分解了。
Chloe， 来造个句子吧。
好的。 You disappear from the face of the earth and you expect me to act normal。
你从地球上消失了，你难道还指望我冷静吗？
Now let's review the expression。
Sheer heaven， 我的天哪。
Ring out， 脱颖而出。
A nobody to everyone， 对他人都无足轻重的人。
Disappear from the face of the earth， 从世间消失。
Today's expressions and meaningful sentences of action English are all above. Hope our program can bring you something helpful for your English study.
Thanks for listening. Close up is coming. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, I'm Clement. What a busy week. How are you guys doing with the midterm examination?
Well, I was nearly driven mad by it. By the way, here's Fino presenting Close Up.
So, who's our protagonist today?
You know what? It did take me a good while figuring how to introduce him because he was always been my most beloved actor and also the best one in my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Whishaw.
Pavel. So, where should we begin? What about his dazzling career?
Sounds good. Born in England in 1984,Ben was endowed with a nature of poetic and sensitive. That's probably the reason why he has been involved in so many literary films, including Bright Star, Brideshead Revisited, Perfume, and Cloud Atlas. Although it seems like a sci-fi blockbuster more, but I think it has the core that literary films commonly contained, which is to explore the essence of time, love, and humanity.
Cloud Atlas was the one that brought him into mainstream, and Skyfall helped expand his popularity.I can still remember the second part of Cloud Atlas. He appeared as a tragic composer who ended up shooting himself with a rifle. His love affair with James Darcy broke my heart.
Indeed, I just burst into tears when James held Ben's body and cried out.
Luckily, it was just a sad story. The interaction of the sets was hilarious. Here's one of their interviews of them too during the promotion. What would they choose to be if there was afterlife?
I'd like to be a falcon.
A falcon? Why?
Because I just think that they're incredibly beautiful and strong.
No, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A free falcon.
Absolutely free. Mm.
I'd like to come back as a falcon handler, I think. I've always wanted to tame a falcon.
Yeah, to enslave them.
Yeah, keep it in a cage.Not feed it.
Oh, Ben would like to be a falcon, and James chose to be a falcon handler. That's kind of doubtful, you know.
Yeah, it is. Remember him saying that he definitely won't choose to be human again. What I find charming about him is that he has a cat-like aura, doesn't he? Unlike some of the upcoming actors who are probably too eager to distinguish themselves as to attract the attention of Hollywood, he has always remained a mysterious side about himself, a wide silence about his personalities.He's more far-sighted than his compeers, as far as I'm concerned.
But not less nervous and flattered when being bestowed on a great honor like BAFTA. Let's see how he acted when announced as the winner of the Best Leading Actor.
The 2013 BAFTA for Best Leading Actor goes to Ben Whishaw.
I was just hoping it would be one of the others.
so I wouldn't have to say anything. But I do. I'm thrilled. It's amazing. All right, who have I got to thank? I would like to thank Pippa and Sam for having the vision to put these relatively obscure 400-year-old plays on television. I'd like to thank the amazing actors who were in Richard II with me, particularly Rory Kinnear, Patrick Stewart, David Suchet, David Morrissey, Clemence Posey. Thank you very much. And I wanted to thank Rupert Ryle Hodges, the most beautiful, beautiful producer, and finally Rupert Gould, who really had all the good ideas for this performance. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, BAFTA. Thank you. I can't believe it.
That's funny. I could even hear his voice trembling.
You should watch the video. He looked back at the audience when stepping towards the stage. God knows what he was looking at. There's no need to be this flattered at all. He was nominated for playing Richard II in the series The Hollow Crown. He was brilliant in it, and he absolutely deserved what he was awarded with.
Speaking of The Hollow Crown, it's a wonderful teleplay adaptation of three Shakespeare's most commendable historical play, starring Jeremy Irons as Henry V, Tom Hiddleston as Henry IV, and Ben as Richard II. Definitely worth watching.
We all know that English actors have strong obsession with Shakespeare. It's something hidden in their veins.
Ben is no exception either. After graduating from RADA, one of the top drama academies in the world, he was chosen to play Hamlet in Old Vic Theatre. He's the youngest actor ever to play this role. It's widely acknowledged that when you were half qualified for this character, you would have been too old to play him.
Ben is widely acknowledged as the best actor of his generation in his industry. His talent in acting must have appeared back then. I once came across an interview in which Tom Tykwer, the director of Perfume, said that it was his performance in Hamlet that impelled him to cast Ben as the leading role.
Perfume told a story of a beast-like genius driven by his talented sense of smell and his animal instinct. Cruelly killed 13 beautiful girls and make a tiny bottle of perfume. Though the script itself is somehow antisocial, the process of murder was beautifully portrayed and presented thanks to Tom.
Ben has this sort of talent. You just can't hate the character he played, even when your moral standard told you that you must do so.
Yeah, whenever I look deeply into his green deer-like eyes, my soul is taken away. Don't you think that Mark Bradshaw, his civil partner, is the most enviable person living on this planet? He has Ben as the other part of his life. How lucky.
You tell me. They fell in love while shooting Bright Star in 2009, which means that they have spent 4 years by each other's side before they made this relationship public. Wow.
Mark is a brilliant Australian composer who took charge of the OST of Bright Star. Give it a listen and you'll be impressed. A romance between two poetic souls, how sweet and fulfilling. Ben once mentioned that he cultivated a hobby of writing love letters to, you know who, after shooting Bright Star, an adorable after effect of playing John Keats.
He's really great in reading poems too. Here's a clip of him reading John Keats' The Belle Dame sans Merci. Listen up.
Oh, what can ail thee, knight at arms, alone and palely loitering? The sedge has withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Oh, what can ail thee, knight at arms, so haggard and so woe begone? The squirrel's granary is full, and the harvest's done. I see a lily on thy brow, with anguish moist and fever dew, and on thy cheeks a fading rose fast withereth too. I met a lady in the meads, full beautiful, a fairy's child. Her hair was long, her foot was light, and her eyes were wild. I made a garland for her head, and bracelets too, and fragrant zone. She looked at me as she did love, and made sweet moan. I set her on my pacing steed, and nothing else saw all day long. For sidelong would she bend and sing a fairy song. She found me roots of reddish sweet, and honey wild and manna dew, and sure in language strange she said, I love thee true.
Oh, I'm dead.
I utterly know how you feel. Such a live ruiner, right?
What a sweet and courageous man he is.
Speaking of courageous, I recall that there had been a large amount of conjecture about Ben's sexual orientation among fangirls before his coming out, because he had played gay characters for so many times. I mean, even compared with other English actors, that's impressive accomplishment from cinema to stage.
Most gay actors would regard making their sexual preference public a destruction of their career. It's okay to be private, but having the balls to stand out and make it transparent probably means more to those who are still struggling. In fact, it's not a big deal whether you're straight or not, because our love and respect will remain the same. Luckily, Ben did it in such a decent way without doing any harm to his possibilities as an actor.
A wonderful statement. Pay my heartfelt respect and appreciation.
You're welcome. Now, since we're drawing to a close for today's close-up, could you please tell the audience what's to be expected about Ben in the coming year?
I'd love to. The list is dazzling. Beside his latest work, Paddington, in which he dubbed it for the famous bear, there are lots of unfinished films, such as The Lobster, Suffragette, In the Heart of Sea, not to mention the unsettled Freddie Mercury biopic and untitled Bond 24.
What's more, he has been devoted to the new BBC miniseries called London Spy, which is commissioned as contemporary set in the dangerous world of espionage. Can't wait for Ben to play spy.
Me too. So that's all for today's close-up. Have fun with our journey to explore Ben Whishaw, the greatest actor of his generation.
Hope so. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
You don't have to be beautiful.
Welcome back, everybody. Here we are again at TikTok Talk. I am Sean. And two great guys beside me are Gabriella and Nikki. Come on, bro, say hello to everybody.
How is it going, my dear audience? This is Gabriella.
And your old friend, Becky.
This week, we shall say hello to Perfume, the story of a murderer.
Well, but I think our audience may know the details rather clearly from the formal sections, so we may not introduce it again.
How so? Every section is independent and gorgeous. We must and we have to introduce it again.
Okay, you're right.
And you think so too?
Now, I just want to finish this topic as far as I can.
Well, you two win.
Now, here we go. Perfume, the story of a murderer, is a film made by four countries.
Yeah, by America, Germany, France, and Spain.
So here you guys gonna know this film would not be so bad.
What?
I'm just talking to my dear audience. Silence? Uh-huh. Well, never mind, I'm just gonna go on. So how do you guys think about music? So, anybody? Hello?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I was also wondering if you were talking to your dear audience.
Of course not! I'm talking to your guys!
Uh-huh.
Well, from my perspective, the creative music of this film is really quite all through the movie.
Right!
But the rhythm was changing all the time.
Right!
So it was a really kind of art, right, Gabriella?
Right!
Are you okay?
Fine, thank you, and you?
Stop it, my dear friend. Let's talk about the film itself.
Alright, it was defined as a scary and criminal movie.
Truly.
But in fact, a bit sick as well.
Yeah, especially when Jean-Baptiste Grignon was born.
Well, please don't say anything about that, and give me some time to calm down, please.
Okay, how about the actors? Their experience?
This is TikTok Talk, please don't.
No. I'm not talking about the actors themselves. Just, what do you think may be the most difficult thing during the filmmaking?
Perhaps the naked dead woman?
What do you mean?
Oh, you're alive again. As soon as...
What's your point?
I mean that when Jean was gathering certain woman's scent, the dead woman had to keep her action quietly all the time.
However, Jean is the most difficult character, of course.
Agreed. Ben Whishaw had to be silent, careful, but devout. You have to acknowledge that his character was really complicated.
Sure, and have you guys thought about his ability, or we can say power?
It was so charming that I really want.
but you will always be violated by sins surrounding you.
Oh, that will be a kind of problem.
True, but frankly speaking, have you guys ever had an obsession with some certain sin or somebody or something?
There is a friend of mine whose most important requirement of a boyfriend is whether he smells charming to her degree.
Yeah, that's true. The odor of a person can make a huge impact on one's impression to others.
So, what kind of odor do you like?
For me, I think the fresh light of breeze in summer would do. What about you, Gabriella?
Oh, I don't know for sure.
I can't explain it in an easy understanding way, you know. It is just going like, when I smell a certain one, I can feel his gravity pulling me strongly to his direction.
I bet you don't know the true meaning of there is a friend of mine.
Was it? That means the God knows who guy you're talking about is actually yourself.
Oh, are you serious? Ben is so hot, so exquisite, so attractive, so abnormally charming. Even though it is a little bit freaking me out in the movie, he's still dead making me going for him.
Wow, wow, do not change the subject so obviously.
Come on, don't be shy.
Just tell me you deny Ben's enhanced directly.
Alright, we can.
He's adorable, and he has got an immeasurable quantity of enthusiastic fans among different age ranges and different genders.
Beautiful but dangerous, delicate but powerful, clear but lazy. And I do consider that is the poison-like part of him. The temptation is full of contradiction.
Well, not for his sexual performance.
Don't sound so jealousy, he is fetching anyway.
Okay, let's get back to the movie. Do you know the actual liquid of the ultimate tofu at the end is a mixture of Coke thing with a bit of water?
That's news for me to hear. Just that?
I've got some info that the fish market scenes were shot at Barcelona's Gorte Quanta. 2.5 tons of fish and 1 ton of meat was used over the course of the shoot. And people as far away as 6 miles reported a bad smell in the air.
There are truly a lot of unknown things behind the movie. Filming is not an easy work to do.
Speaking of that, the director is so arduous. When filming a scene set in Paris, director Tom Tickler was so meticulous about making sure the dirt looked right that he was given the nickname Lord of Dirt by the crew.
That's a lovely name.
Fine. And I'm afraid that we must call it a night now.
The time is up.
Time is passing so fast during TikTok talk.
Yeah, it's been real fun tonight, and we'll see you all next Thursday as always. Following is Gramophone. Trust me, you all regret if you miss it. Just stay tuned.
Bye.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Welcome back, guys. This is Gramophone, and I'm your beloved Vian. If a movie is a kind of perfume, music is definitely the special and vital ingredient in it. Today we are going to introduce the original soundtrack of Perfume, the story of a murderer. So prick up our ears and let the music bring us back to the 18th century. A man named Jean Baptiste was mercilessly abandoned by his mother when he was born. He grew up in an orphanage and started working in Green Mills Tannery at a young age. His early life was hard, but he was gifted. He could recognize tens of thousands of substance smells and, of course, different smells of women. By the virtue of his sensitive smell, Jean becomes a famous Paris perfume-making master Balnédis apprentis, learning technology and manufacturing all kinds of wonderful smells. This work will undoubtedly further contribute to the smell of his infatuation. 13 girls were murdered by him for ingredients of his the greatest perfume. On execution day, he wears his perfume. All people fall for the scent of the perfume, and he was claimed innocent. But he finds out that even a perfume like this cannot produce love. There's only madness, worship, and lust. Here comes the first one, Granelli's childhood. Appears when the voiceover is telling his background story. Jean grew up in a miserable way. For many times, people around him could kill him easily. So, in his heart, there was little respect for life. When he was murdering those girls for perfume, there was almost no guilt in his heart, for that was just the way he was treated by others. His abnormal actions were closely connected with his childhood. Girl with the clumps appears when Granelli saw a girl walking on the street. Her natural scent attracted him strongly, but he didn't know how to preserve her scent forever. Accidentally, he killed her and felt her scent. Later in his life, he thought of her for many times. She was the reason why he wanted to make perfume. Laura's murder was kind of gloomy and sacred. Laura was the most important ingredient of all 13 females. Laura was so pure and beautiful that even her death is a sacred thing. At that moment, he was supposed to be executed. But the greatest perfume saved him. People fell for the smell of the perfume and regarded him as a god. Even Laura's father forgave him. With happiness on all faces, the crowd started to unclothe and people fell with lust. All music was played by Berliner Philharmoniker and is all perfectly matched with the scenes. We all feel how sacred the perfume is through the music. I know it's hard to say goodbye every time, but now it's the time. This is Vion and that's the end of Gramophone. See you next Thursday at Action Frames from Radio CUC English.
Cast for today. Producer:
Hua Ainong, Fino.
Anchor:
Xie Hongzhou, Clement.
Zhang Ran, Trista.
Journalist:
Chang Shiwen, Gabriella.
Chen Buli, Charles.
Lao Yiqing, Chloe.
Li Keqian, James.
Luo Yi, Cynic.
Wang Siyuan, Becky.
Chung Haoyang, Sean.
Chung Weiyang, Vion.
TV, they said they had a report.
On Friday nights, the temple will take us to Inner Mongolia, the blue sky and giant meadow. What are you waiting for? Join the journey and see you tomorrow.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。